At what age should you start dating? 833-563-25-3910. Mackenzie, how old's your kid?
Lucy is 9. She's in 4th grade.
She dating anybody yet? Got a boyfriend?
She does like a little boy, and he likes her. I don't know. I wouldn't say they're dating.
Are you okay if they were boyfriend, girlfriend?
I think it's adorable.
Okay. Well, a school has reversed their zero dating policy after parents expressed their concerns. This happened in Indiana. Riverside Elementary School in Jefferson, Indiana, sent a letter home that said, at this age, children are dating and breaking up within days of each other. This leads to many broken hearts, which carries over into the classroom. Their letter also stated that students have until Wednesday to make sure that the relationships have ended, and it asked parents to please sign the letter and return it with their child to school. Well, a parent named Brianna Bauer did not like what she saw in this letter, and she posted it on her Facebook. She said, the school has no right to pressure my child and put a deadline on when he has to end his relationship. That's my child, and I will not enforce this new rule of theirs. As long as he's not holding her hand or whatever at school, it's none of their business who he calls his girlfriend. She said her 10-year-old son has had a girlfriend, and he's also best friends with her, and they spent time together after school. No, they're not romantic together. They're too young. However, they do talk every single day. So, I kind of agree. I don't want a school, like, you know, telling... I mean, they have certain rules. I understand that, but... At that age, though, it does bring up an interesting question, though. When do you feel comfortable, or at what age should kids start dating and getting all consumed with that? Do you want them to grow up that fast?
I started dating, I had, like, boyfriends, and I want to say at 3rd grade, but we were, like, say we're going out, but we never spoke or, like, talked or did anything. You know, it's just like, that's my boyfriend, that's my girlfriend, but we didn't even speak to each other. But I started dating, when I was 13.
And your dad was okay with that?
Well... Yeah, no, I don't know. I had to be home by like 10 p.m.
Oh my, but how, what did like, who, at 13 you can't drive. That's what I'm saying. So up until 16, when you're 16, you can probably like haul yourself around. I guess there's Uber
so
nowadays.
So he was an older boy. Yeah, so he could, yeah, my ex. So he would, my, yes. So wait, he would come, he lived on the street.
But did your ex have a car?
Yeah, so he's, yeah. Well, I guess I was 14 and he was 16.
Wow, breaking the law.
But we were
law,
only allowed to law. Go to like, you know, just quick and then come back. I still had to be home by like 10. This actually happened to one of my friends, her daughter. And it's just hard because the age difference. I think she's like 13 and there's a boy that likes her, but he's like 16, 17. That,
no, you can't.
And you can't at that age. That it's just too hard.
That is gross to have that big of an age
but
gap.
Then you think of it like it, when you're older, who cares? Like 24, 28 or whatever.
But you're, I guess you're totally different though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's a weird time.
Like a seventh grader versus someone in high school.
Yeah, you just totally like sprout and you're a whole different thing.
Exactly.
833-563-2539. I think that you shouldn't even be dating until like at least like high school.
Yeah.
Like what are you doing in middle school? Like your parents have to take you everywhere. They got to go places.
You're going to the mall. You're going to, or whatever, going to movies, hanging out in groups.
My high school had a rule called social. And what that stood for was like social restriction. And it meant if like you were too close to like a girl, you'd get put on social and you couldn't be within like a 50-foot radius of that person for a couple weeks.
Didn't you go to like an academy though or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, it was like a boarding school.
Yeah.
It was like super
different.
Like private
Pork
and
Chop
Christian.
Still thinks that it's happening
and,
right now. He's avoiding
no,
all women.
I never said, ha.
It's interesting though, like an institution, like do we have love contracts here at work? Like are you not allowed to date coworkers or like, because a lot of places of business have that. Like you can't date your boss or it's, I mean, obviously it's like frowned upon.
I haven't seen that here at work, so I don't think that's the case. Why, is there somebody you're interested in?
No, I'm just saying, I was saying like an institution, like a school determining who you can have a relationship with. It's interesting because some places of work, you have to sign a love contract.
But I just, I find it interesting. Is it one outraged parent or do other parents listening at 833-563-2539 feel the same way as she did? She's like, my kid's in fifth grade and he can date if he wants to. Because, I mean, here's the thing, though. When kids are so young, though, they do get hurt. And they do break up for the dumbest reasons. And it's like, Jimmy tells Susie, hey, he's not going to date you anymore. And then they're crushed.
My big thing is when kids get cell phones and when they're like newly, you know, I don't know, it's seventh, eighth grade. I just want to have talks with all, especially the young girls. Do not send pictures. Do not sex. Don't do any of those things because that will haunt you when you get older. He's not, oh, I won't show anyone. No, he's showing all of his friends. Do not do that.
All right. Good morning. Hey, it's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Who's this? Hey, good morning. You got to turn your radio down. Who's this? Ah, dang, just lost you. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Alexis.
Hey, what do you think?
Well, I'm not a parent, but I did date my middle school sweetheart, and we've been together for 10 years, married for 1 year.
Wow. Aww. So if they would have said no to that, you guys would have never been.
They did say no, but it was a hard, hard time, but we managed to get through it.
Wow. Okay, who was saying no? Is it the school or your parents? Who was trying to stop it?
Both of my parents.
Okay.
But they couldn't stop your love.
You can't deny love, Mom.
No, they could not.
You can't stop it. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. Let's go to Tasha this morning. What's up, Tasha?
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning. What do you think?
I think elementary should not be dating. It's too young. Everything about elementary and middle school should be focused on education. And for a parent to be upset about that, that's just crazy. What can you do in elementary? What can you do without your parent? Where can you go without your parent?
Nowhere. That's my point. Like,
exactly. So for them to force a relationship on a child they know nothing about, that's just crazy to me.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to FaceTime them with your parents' phone?
I think what it is they pair off. Like, so-and-so, you know, because even my little one, and she is in fourth grade, they are like, oh, you know, so-and-so, that's her. So-and-so likes her, and he likes her, and they all, like, have their little, quote-unquote, boyfriend, girlfriend, but they don't actually date or do anything.
Hey, good morning, Lauren. What's going on? And you have something about your parents. They started dating?
Yeah, I was going to say, my parents started dating when they were 14 years old, and they've been together for almost 40 years now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, yeah. Okay, but I mean, is that
but
a back in the day thing,
time,
though?
I tell my 6-year-old that she can't date till she's 30. So.
Oh. Well, then that sounds reasonable to
it's
me,
a
Lauren.
Double standard. So.
It's very interesting because that was my story. So I met my ex. We were really, really young and we, you know, just grew apart. But the thing is, I recommend people don't maybe, and it's a big thing in the Midwest, I will say, because I've lived different places. And so maybe, I don't know, a lot of people tend to get married like 22 or like super, super young. And I would say take your time. Wait.
Yeah, I grew up in Michigan. That's where I'm from originally, kind of a Midwest thing, like you're saying. My wife, I moved out to where she lived in West Michigan. I was 21. Everybody was taken. I'm like, oh, too late. I guess I'm going to be single.
Too late.